Good morning, everybody. I didn't hear back. I assumed that we're learning Parsha today. Okay. Parsha Zachrimos begins with the Seder Avod on Yom Kippurim, and there are three different sets of korbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day like every other day, so you have to bring the two tamidim, Tam Shal Shachar and Tam Shal Ben Habayim. Then you have in Parsha Samor a list of all of the musafim, like on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yontav and Chol HaMoed. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also you bring musafim. And in today's Seder in Parsha Zachrimos, a third set of korbanos for kapora, for mechila. So you have to put all the korbanos together. The Mishnah is quoted in Chulin. The Mishnah is in Yuma state explicitly that everything had to be done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, including the Tamidim and the Musafim. So the Kes Mishnah and his commentary on the side of the Rambam quotes from the Ritva on Yuma. It's very unusual that the Kes Mishnah quotes a Ritva. He didn't have most of the Ritvas. So he quotes the Ritva on Yuma that this is really questionable whether everything min HaTorah requires a Kohen Gadol. Maybe only what says in Parsha Zachrimos for the Kapara, the Tmidim al Pi Pashtus is a Tamid like every day of the year. Pashtus that doesn't really need a Kohen Gadol min HaTorah. Even the Musafim in Parsha Samor is also questionable. In Parsha Pinchas, I mean, not in Amor. Parsha Pinchas. Also questionable whether he needed Kohen Gadol min HaTorah, but the Mishnah say that they require the Kohen Gadol for everything, all the Avodah Yom Kippur. The Balamor has a taina in Yuma against all of the Paitonim that they write that just like every day there were payosas, there was sort of a lottery to determine which coin has the right to do the Shechet, I mean, Mikabal HaSadam, Mimoylech HaSadam, Mizorek HaSadam, Malevarm Lakevish, Mimakterivarm Agadi Hamizbeach. They had a big lottery, which coin should have the skus, otherwise they're going to kill each other, they're going to fight. And the Gemara tells in the second paragraph of Yuma, there was tak on one occasion, one young coin killed another coin. They were running with their knife, the Shech, the Tomid, Shal Shachar, and one of them beat out the other one. So the other fellow killed them in order to have the skus, the Shugoyim. The Avodas HaKarbonis was more important than Shvichas Damim to them. So the Gemara says what a tragedy it was. So so in all the piyutim, you have Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfar, two different versions of the piyutim, but in both versions of the piyutim, you have that they had four payosas on Yom Kippur, just like they had every day of the year. So the Balamor says that the Paitonim all made a mistake. They forgot the din that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do everything. So the Ramban and the Mohammeds always defends the Rif, always defends the older Rishonim, the Goinim, and so on. Here he defends all of the Paitonim. So he says, all the Paitonim made a mistake. The only one who knew the truth was the Balamor. What kind of a joke is that? These Piyutim were written in earlier generations by people who were closer to the days of the Amoraim. They knew the Pshat. He explains that there were four different activities, but not done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and he explains why. There is a problem here. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, whether ayel ho'ama kan hu ho'ama b'chumash apkudim. The ayel ho'oilo that's mentioned in Achrimois, is that the same as the chumash apkudim? Pkudim is Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas, where the Musafim I mentioned, it says you bring an ayel on Yom Kippur. So the Pashtus is a two different ayelim. One ayel ho'oilo is part of the Musafim. Then there's an ayel ho'oilo today as far as the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. So the Pashtus is a two different Elim. So it's a machloek and satanoim. And we assume the halacha that is the same aisle. So that's a Pella. So why is it written twice in the Chumash if it's the same aisle? So this and many other kashas led the Vilna Gaon to give an original interpretation. The Chochma Sodom writes that he was a mechutna of the Vilna Gaon. And in the end of the Sefer Chochma Sodom, Chayodim is an Arachayim, sort of. And Chochmas Adam is on Yeriday. It's at the end of the whole Sefer, ends Hilchos Avelos. And then, like in Yeriday, Yeriday ends with Hilchos Avelos. And after that, he quotes this whole Biur from the Vilna Gaon. This is one of the Kashas. And then he has a group of other list of other Kashas. Another Kash is that you read the whole Seder Avodah, B'Zos Yehovah Aaron HaLakodesh. This is Aaron HaKohen has to bring the following karbanis, and Klal Yisrael have to bring the following karbanis in order that Aaron HaKohen should be able to enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim. It doesn't say till the very end, all the way at the end, that this is done on Yom Kippur. In Pasuk Chavtes, in chapter Tezayin. Finally, it finally says that it's on Yom Kippur, and then it says, and then whoever will take over the position of Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. Not only Aaron has to do the Avodah, whoever takes over. We should have said this in the opening pasuk. This is the Avodah, Yom Kippurim, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Why is it all the way at the end? So that's what the Vilna Gaon came up with, an original Chiddush. And then the Chochmas Sodom thinks that it's in Tanoim. He thinks that's what it says in the Sifra, that on any occasion when Aaron HaKohen would want, not necessarily on Yom Kippur, whenever Aaron HaKohen would want to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for whatever purpose, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an epidemic or whatever, Bezosi Aaron HaKodesh doesn't have to be on Yom Kippur. So you bring this unit of Karbonis mentioned here in Parshas Achimos, but you don't bring the Musafim. If it happens to be Yom Kippur, so then the Torah says, in addition to the Tamidim and in Parshas Pinchas and the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, on Yom Kippur he has to also bring this Seder HaVodah over here. But this Seder HaVodah, as a Hayru HaShoah, Aaron HaKohen was allowed to bring it whenever he was interested in entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. After Aaron HaKohen dies, then it says that the next Kohen Gadol won't have this Hayru HaShoah. He'll only have this Seder HaVodah Yom Kippur. So since in the Midbar it was possible to bring this set of Karbanos and Achimos without the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, if Aaron HaKohen would want to go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim any other time of the year, so that's why the Ayil Oila has to be mentioned. But if it's after Aaron HaKohen dies, or during the lifetime of Aaron HaKohen, and it's on Yom Kippur that he's going in, then he can sort of kill two birds with one stone. Is Yotze with the one Ayil Oila, the two sets of the Karbanos. Very fascinating Chiddush.
Rebbe?
Yes.
But on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kedoshim twice. So according to that, he'd have to bring two sets.
Why two sets? No, this is the matir to enter. It's one long Seder Avodah. They're going in twice.
He enters several times in one day.
Yeah, they bring in the Kapha Machta to take out the Kapha Machta. So that's one long series of entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's covered with this one set of Karbanos, yeah. Usually a person who did an Aver has to say Vidui. It doesn't help if someone else says Vidui for me. A person has to say Vidui for himself. Here's an exception to the rule. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur says three times Vidui. So the first time it says, he says Vidui, Chipa Bado Ba'ad Beso, and we assume that Beso is a Wishto. The Kohen Gadol has to be married. And the Gemara explains, Beso Zewishto is only in the Sua, Arusa, that's how the Babli says. Arusa is not enough. Beso Zewishto is only if she's, that's basically the difference in definition between an Arusa and an Nesua. An Arusa is an Eshes Ish, a love the Beis HaBaal, and an Nesua is an Eshes Ish, the Beis HaBaal. There's a Rashi in Kiddushin, I think, on Yudah Mebeis, where Rashi is relying on this Gemara in Yuma in the first Perek, where the Gemara says Beso Zewishto is only in the Sua. And Rashi explains why. Rashi raises the question: why did the Gemara need a pasuk to teach me that if a girl is not a kohenis, a girl is not a bas kohen, but she married a kohen, her father is a Levi or Yisrael, she marries a kohen, so she's an arusa or a chevelis betruma min haTorah. If she has erusin with the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk: kohen ki nefesh kinya kaspa v'hai nami kinya kaspahu. Kenya Kaspar is either his Ebed Knaini, Ebed Ivri of a coin is Ein Oichel B'Truma, only Ebed Knaini of a coin. So that's coin Kenya and Nefesh Kenya Kaspar. Or if the coin has a Behema, Behema's coin, it was a Chelus B'Truma, and a Nation's coin is also called Kenya Kaspar. So the Gemara says that Amoraim say that Pasuk, coin King Nefesh Kenya Kaspar, is the mocker for the Din Deraisa that Arusa Bas Yisrael, Arusa L'Koin Achelus B'Truma, and Midrabbanan, they prohibit it for various reasons. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha, why did they need that pasuk? The Sifra learns that from a different pasuk in the middle of Chumash Vayikra. It says Kaltar bebeis chayochal kodesh, and the medrash in the Tanoim have a drasha, the medrash Tanoim and the Torah Kohanim, that Kaltar bebeis chabeis zuishta, the reishis kain is achelus betruman. So Rashi answers, no, Kaltar bebeis chabeis zuishta is only nesua. Here the Gemara in Kiddushin and Iksub is Gemara is trying to ascertain that even Arusa is Achelus Betruma. That's not included in Beso, Kaltar Beso. So that's only known based on the Pasuk of Kohen Ki Kein Nefesh Kein Yekasto. There's an Or Sameach quotes a Yerushalmi. He thinks that there's a Tos Sefer in Yerushalmi. It says everything backwards. So he thinks after he's Magia, the Girsa, he thinks what it says in Yerushalmi is the following, that Minatoira Arusa Yisraelu, so Arusa the kind is Achelus Betruma, it's only the Rabbana, they prohibit it. But in order to be allowed to eat Chazav Ashoik, it says in Azal Makayman, it says Ashlamin Kachim Kalim, Shchitas Machamokam Hazara, and so on. Then it says Venechal Bukhalodam in Yerushalayim. Then it says, "More mehem keitzabem, the chazav b'shak, ala shemorim nachal kainim, then sheyem v'levneim v'li abdem." So an eshes kain is also permitted to eat chazav b'shak. So there's a Rishami that distinguishes between eating chazav b'shak and eating truma. So the Osamach thinks that what it should say is the reverse from the way it's printed in the normal editions, that in order to be allowed to eat chazav b'shak, for that, you have to have nisuin, min ha-Torah. Arusa, achelus b'truma, min ha-Torah, that's only truma. But that's not because of a sheik. Because the pasuk, kaltar b'beis chayochal kodesh, goes both on kodesh of truma and on kodesh of chaz of a sheik of the shlomim. Amorim hen koyetze behem. But the pasuk, koin king, nefesh, kin yakasa, behem as koin, is achelus b'truma, but it's not achelus b'chaz of a sheik. The Taka question says, "Amur mehenkes mehem al shamrach nachal kainim l'shem levneim uli abdehem." Where is there a pasuk that says that eved kain is allowed to eat amur mehem the chazav b'shoik of shlamim? If the eved kain is only based on the pasuk kinyakaspa is only a heter to eat truma, like behemas kain doesn't eat truma and arusa doesn't eat truma. Behemoth kind doesn't eat chazav b'shoik, and Arusa min haTorah doesn't eat chazav b'shoik. So the eved kind shouldn't be allowed either. So I think the Tosfos Yontav on the Mishnayos raises the question. He doesn't have an answer. He doesn't know where is the Mokar and Chumash for that din, that not only Eishes Kohen Nisua Ocheles b'chazav b'shoik, Amurim behem kayetze behem, Alash Amurim nachal kainim lin sheihem v'levneihem. Uli Abdehem, Livnehem, okay. The Ben of the Kohen is also a Kohen. The Nishayhem is the Pasuk Kaltar Bebeis Chayoch HaKadosh, okay. Beis is a Lisht in the Sua. But Eved Kohen is only learned out from Kinyan Kaspo, and that's only by Truma. So that's a good question. So the Gemara said the Kohen Gadol has to be, the opening Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, and the Tosfos Yeshanim on the first daf, on the opening Mishnah in Yom, Beis Amar Aleph, is not sure. What's the din? Is it ma'akid b'di'evit? What if the Kohen Gadol is single? He's not married. Is that ma'akid b'di'evit? Because it says he has to say vida v'chipa bada bad b'di'evit. It means he recites vida aniyodesi means he and his wife. The Gemara says he can only be married to one wife on Yom Kippur. He can't be married to two wives. So that's one vidui. Then he says the second vidui on behalf of Aniyah Besi B'nai Aaron. The second vidui, he says vidui for all Shevet Kohuna. And then the third vidui, he says the vidui for all of Klal Yisrael. Usually, smicha is only done by the Bala Korban. If someone else is makar of the Korban, someone else brings the, let's say the Bala Korban lives in New York, and he wires money to Eretz Yisrael that they should bring a carbon and base a mikdash for him. So the shliach who's bringing the carbon does not do smicha. But on Yom Kippur, that's one of the few exceptions to the rule. The other exception is the parhalam davashal tzipa, the Bez Nagodol does the smicha, even though the carbon is often on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So the same on Yom Kippur, it says the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the Karban HaTzibur. Usually Karbanas Tzibur, no smicha is done. The Mishnah said these are the two exceptions to the rule. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. The Gemara Rashi on Chumash points out, the Gemara, that the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim is Ma'akev, and everything is written in Chumash al HaSeder except Chutz Min HaMikra, that one pasuk is out of order. That when the Kohen Gadol brings in, he goes into the Kodesh to the Hechel, and he brings in the Kafa Machta into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, brings in the Kafa Machta, he doesn't, then he goes out, he does Avodah, then he goes in a second time to take out Hatzos Kafa Machta. So based on the reading of the Chumash, the Avodah on Yom Kippurim would only be divided into three units, Big Day Zohar, Big Day Love, and Big Day Zohar. And the Torah Shebaal Peh has, the Ramban and Mohammed Sanyuma writes, Torah Shebaal Peh has a tradition that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah in five units. It has to be Tevel Chumash Tfilos. Every time, we just said the other day, that whenever you want to elevate the level of Kedusha of a person, when the Kohanim were chosen in the Midbar, so they all had to go to Mikveh. When Bnei Yisrael become Geirim, they had to go to the Mikveh. It's a Tefillah that's Mekadesh. The Tefillah of a Geir gives him a Kedusha to Yisrael. And when a Kohen puts on Big Dekuna, he's about to put on Big Dekuna, has to be Tovel in the Mikveh, because Bizman Shebig Deim Aleim Kunasim Aleim. Ein Big Deim Aleim, Ein Kunasim Aleim. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. And I think in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Big Dekuna are listed off. So it says, L'katcha L'chahan Ali. When they put on the Big Dekuna, that gives the Kohen the Kedushas Kahuna. Apparently, there are two levels of Kedushas Kahuna, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. There's Kedushas Kahuna Sheba Bigvulin and Kedushas Kahuna Sheba Migdosh. Because the Rabbeinu Peter asked the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, Bizman She'em Migdeim Aleihem, and Kunasim Aleihem. So there's no din of Hamishtamish B'Kohen Moal. Rabbeinu Peter said, how can it be? He said, the Kohen is allowed to marry a Grusha. He's allowed to go to the cemetery. Kozman is not wearing Big Dekuna. It's not true. So the answer is no. There are two levels of Kedusha's Kuna. There's Kedusha's Kuna, she Big Vulin, that asks him Big Grusha, and asks him Latam Lameisim, and enables him to Duchen. Then there's Kedusha's Kuna, she Bamigdosh, and that being that higher level, that you say, Bizman, she Big Day, Malem, Kunasim, Malem. So to elevate the level of Kedusha, he has to go to Mikveh. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has Halachah Moshe Mesinai that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be tovel five times, because the Avodah has to be done in five different units. So Rav Dovid Lo Soloveitchik has a sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. That was the first sefer that they put out after he passed away, a thin little sefer. He has an interesting suggestion. He suggests that if the Kohen Gadol would do the Avodah in three units the way it's described in the Chumash, it'll be kosher. He did the Avodah the way it's described in the Chumash. He will just not be in fulfillment of the Halacha of Moshe Mesinai that you should have done at Chumash Tvilas Vasari Kiddushin. Every time you put on Big Tikkun, you take off Big Tikkun, you have to do Kiddush Adayim Raglan. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is Tovel in the Mikveh five times, because he's supposed to divide the Avodah into five units. And since each time he puts on the Big Tikkun, he takes them off, so he has to do Kiddush Adayim Raglan 10 times. So that's Radolva Los Kiddush. That the Kohen Gadol would do the Avodah Yom Kippur the way it's described in the Chumash, it'll be kosher b'di'evet, it'll be yotzei the way it says, but he won't be in fulfillment. He will have failed to fulfill that halacha Moshe Mesinai that he should have done the Avodah in five units. But the Avodah will be kosher b'di'evet. It's a big chiddush. The Mishnah in the end of Tainis says, that 2 days in the year the girls would dance and the boys would pick shidduchim. They would read a lot of shidduchim on Yom Kippur and on Chamisha Sabaov. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Yom Kippur, we understand what the big celebration is. It's Yom Shenitzim B'Torah, means the Lucha Shnius were given on Yom Kippur. So the Beis HaLevi and Rav Shlomo LaVilna, they were contemporaries. They both raised the question, why do you need two Yamim Tevin to celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah? Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. And the Gemara says the last stop there in Tainus, that the cause for celebration on Yom Kippur is because Mechilas HaOvain, and another cause for celebration is the Lucha Shnias were given. So you have two holidays to celebrate Kabbalah HaTorah. So they both say the same thing. They say that that Shavuos is the celebration of Kabbalah's Torah Shebichtav, and Yom Kippur is a celebration of Kabbalah's Torah Shebaal Peh. So it sounds a little arbitrary because you have a kasha, what do you need two Yomim Tovim for? And the two parts, the Torah, this Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaal Peh. So you say, one holiday is for, we celebrate Kabbalah's Torah Shebichtav, one we celebrate Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Beis HaLevi elaborates on it. The Beis HaLevi, in the end of the second chelik of the Tshuvas, end of the Beis HaLevi, they have three volumes of Tshuvas. Each one is very thin. So the end of the first chelik has a few Tshuvas from Rav Chaim Balozhinim. He was a descendant of Rav Chaim Balozhinim. The end of the second volume of the Tshuvas Beis HaLevi has a collection of drushes that he gave, long drushes. And in his Sefer HaChumash, he has much of what he has in the drushes. He has divided out on the parshios in the Chumash. So in one of the drushes, he has a long arichas on this. Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over every so often on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that the original plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam was that everything was going to be Torah Shebichtav, everything would appear on the luchas, not only the text of the Aseret HaDibros. The Gemara says even the word Nevuv Luchas. It says in the Chumash that the luchas were carved through and through, mizeh mizeh hem ksuvim, but not that on the other side you could read Anochi Hashem Elokech. On the other side, all the letters were backwards. It wasn't a miracle on top of a miracle. So the Gemara says on one side it said nevuv, on the other side it said buban. It was backwards. The Tosfos says, what do you mean on one side it said nevuv luchas? The word nevuv luchas didn't appear on the luchas. The Tosfos says, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Tosfos says it's labdavke. The Gemara just gave a mashal, but that word did not appear on the luchas. So the Beis HaLevi has a long elaboration. He quotes passages from the Zohar and more Gemaras that the original plan was that everything was written on the luchas, and whenever there wasn't going to be any Torah Shebaal Peh, and whenever anyone would have a shalat, they would look at the luchas, and all the answers would appear there. They'd be able to figure out all the dinim from everything that was written on the luchas. But after the Chet HaEgel, Kodesh Baruch Hu was geyser that the Jewish people should be punished. They should be under the shlita of the Umas HaOlam. So when the Nochrim take over shlita of Bnei Yisrael and take the Torah Shebichtav, also they can claim that they are the Am HaNivcha. They have the Torah. That's what the Christians did for many generations. They claimed that because the Jewish people rejected Osa Huish, we didn't accept his greatness as the God. So we are punished, and we lost our status to the Am HaNivcha, and they are now the Am HaNivcha. So the Medrash already writes about this. Tosfos in Hanizokin, on the top of Amud Beis, around Nun Tes HaSod, Daf Samach HaSod. So Tosfos quotes that Medrash that the Beis HaLevi elaborates upon, that after the Chet HaEgel, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Echtav lo rube terosi halo kamo zanech shavu. That's a pasuk in Navi. If I'll write the whole Torah down, and the Umas HaOlam will have shlita over the Jewish people and have shlita on all of their svarim, then they'll claim that they are the Am HaNivcha. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, after the Chet HaEgel, had to change the plan that the luchas were just going to have the Aseret HaDibros written, and there's going to be a Torah Shebichtav, but there's going to be a big Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Rav, there's a big machlokes, Rav Yechanan, and Rav Lezer in Gittin, Perek HaNezok, and I think on Daf Nun Tes, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav, or Rav Torah is Baal Peh. But there's an awful lot. Pashto says the Rav of the Torah certainly is Baal Peh. So there's an awful lot in Torah Shebaal Peh. So the reason why there was a need for the Torah Shebaal Peh after the Chet HaEgel was that should be what's unique to the Jewish people, that we are the Am HaNivcha. The Umas HaOlam don't have the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's what the Beis HaLevi explains, that the Luchas Shnius were brought down on Yom HaKippurim. The Luchas Shnius only had the Aseret HaDibros engraved on them, didn't have Kol HaTorah Kula written. So that's why Yom Kippur was the Yontav of Kabbalah's Torah Shebaal Peh. Shavuos was the first version. Shavuos was Maimon HaSinai, when the original plan was going to be that Kol HaTorah Kula was going to be Bichsav. So that's why we have two different Yom HaTovim to celebrate Kabbalah of Torah. Shavuos is Mamad and Torah Seinu of the Torah Shebichtav, and Yom Kippurim is the Kabbalah of Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Pasuk says that we should bring these special Karbonos on Yom Kippur, It says the Kohen Gadol does v'samach Aaron eshtei yadav al rosh ha'soyer ha'chai. He does smicha b'shtei yadayim. We pointed out that in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the third pasuk, I think, when it says you bring a korban oila, so you do smicha v'samach es yadai. So in the commentary that's called Targum Yonis ben Ezio, that's the name that they gave it. They don't think that it's by Yonis ben Ezio, because the Gemara says he only wrote on Nevi'im. Didn't write on Ksuvim and it didn't write on Chumash. It's really a Targum Yerushalmi, Tof Yud. So the printer, by mistake, thought he was Mafanech, the Rosh Tevis. He thought that Tof Yud stood for Targum Yonis, and it really stands for Targum Yerushalmi. Then sometimes you have Targum Yonis and a Targum Yerushalmi. They're two different discourses of what the Targum Yerushalmi has to say on this given pasuk. So there's a Targum Yonis, what it's called, and the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, that when you do smicha, you do v'samach yad yemino. So the Mefarshim asked that it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says smicha is always done b'shtei yadayim. And here it says b'feirish, and today it says v'samach ha'an b'shtei yadav al rosh ha'sarachai. So we don't accept that Targum Yonis. Maybe it was from the days of the Tanai. Maybe there was another Shita, but the accepted opinion that it's like it says in Achrei Mois, that smicha is done b'shtei yadayim. So the Parsha says that the Kohen Gadol should do all of these avoiders. And then it says, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Kiviyem azei chai pelechem tarechem kol chatisechem. Lefnei Hashem Titoru, that's in Pasuk Lamed. How do you translate Lefnei Hashem Titoru? That Hashem Yisro, mi metahireschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metahiresh Lefnei Hashem Titoru. It's a haftoche. Pasuk Pshat, it's a haftoche. So some of the Rishonim learned that it's not, that's one level of pshat, it's a haftoche. Ki b'yam hazeh yechaper alech metahireschem lefnei Hashem. You will be cleansed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be metahiras. And then there's another level of interpretation, that it's a tzivui. We should be lefnei Hashem titoru. So the Ramban, on the end of Yuma, interprets lefnei Hashem titoru before, lefnei Hashem, before entering into Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we are in the state of lefnei Hashem. So in the presence of Hashem. So before Yom Kippur enters, immediately before Yom Kippur enters, we should purify ourselves by reciting Vidui. The Ika Vidui is an Erev Yom Kippur before the Tainus begins. So that's what the Gemara explains in the end of Yuma, that really a person should say Vidui after the Suda HaMafsekes, before his Mekabel, Tosefes Yom Kippur, before his Mekabel Kedushas Hayom. But we're afraid, Shema Yera Dvar Takola, his wife will ask him to take the garbage out, or something will come up the last minute. Someone will call on the telephone, and one of the babies is not well or something. So the last minute, he'll run to shul, and he'll just make it by the skin of his teeth, and he won't have a chance to say the vidui. So that's why they instituted you should say vidui before you have the suda mapsek. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shalom, who says, based on the Ramban, that if nothing came up, and the person did come to shul on Erev Yom Kippur in time, 15 minutes before they're about to say Kol Nidre, then they really ought to say Vidui again. Based on that, Ramban, Lefnei Hashem Titoru is a mitzvah deraisa, before Yom Kippur enters, a person should purify himself by reciting Vidui. Some Machrayim understand that this was the kavana of the Rav Sadia Gaon. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, that everyone has to go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, and they have to say Brocha Shekirishana b'mitzvah Yisavitzivanu al hatvila. So the Rosh understood the Rav Sadia Gaon that this is part of the din al chayvadim l'tayratzma barego, that it's not restricted only to Shavu Shagolim, and it doesn't only apply bizman shabdes hamigdash eikam, even applies bizman hazeh, even though there's no aliyah l'regel, and even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there's no aliyah l'regel, even bizman hamigdash still. That's the din, that a chayvadim l'tayratzma, in order to absorb the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov, the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos is so powerful it'll have an effect on you, even if you're tummy. But the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shavuot Shagolim is a lower level from Shabbos. So that chayvadim l'tayratzma brego. That's the way the Rosh understood the Rav Sadia Gaon. So later, Achrayim, right, they, or Halshulchan and others, right, they don't think that's what he meant. He meant Yom Kippur only, not Shavuot Shagolim. Shavuot Shagolim, Chayivanim Tarat Beberegel, is only Bizman Amigdash, like the Shagasai explains, because he has to be Tohar to be able to enter into the Azor. A Tami is not allowed to enter into the Azor. But on Erev Yom Kippur, the Rav Sadi Gaon says, Rav Sadi Gaon read, Lifnei Hashem Tetorah, also like the Ramban, Lifnei Hashem, before Yom Kippur is about to enter, Tetorah, purify yourself, the Loshon Tzivui, Pshutushon Mikwe, it's a Haftacha, Lifnei Hashem Tetorah, Kodesh Bochu, Hashem Mishah, Kodesh Bochu, Mitaher Eschem. But the additional level of interpretation is that the Loshon Tzivui, Lifnei Hashem Tetorah, you should purify yourselves by going to Mikveh. The Ramban understood the Torah, purify yourselves by reciting Vidui. And the Rav Sadi Gaon understood, Lifnei Hashem, the Torah, purify yourselves by going to the mikveh. And that's why he holds a mitzvah min atar, so you have to say a bracha. So we are machmer to go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, but we don't say a bracha. It's a chashash bracha l'atonim. We're not so convinced that we follow that Rav Sadi Gaon. Most assume that going to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur is a different reason. That all year long, there was a Takanas Ezra that a Balkari is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn. The Takanas Ezra was repealed in the later generations, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and the generations of the Tanoim. How did they have the right to repeal a Takanas Ezra? Did they think that they were greater B'chachma than Ezra? So that's a discussion that Taisus and the Rishonim raised. The Gemara in the end of Perek Merubim, Bava Kama lists off all the Esra Takanas, the 10 Takanas that Ezra made, Ezra Beis Dinai. And the Gemara in Brochas, the end of the second Perek, has this din about Takanas Ezra, the Mikveh. So the Rishonim talk about it both there in Bava Kama, the end of Perek Merubim, the end of the seventh Perek, and in Brochas, the end of the second Perek. But so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera did away with Takanas Ezra with respect to learning. That a Balkari is permitted to learn Torah. What about Takanas Ezra with respect to davening? Did he do away with that also? Or does the din still apply? But even Mizman Azeh, a person as a Balkari has to go to Mikveh. So that was a big machlokes in the days of the Rishonim. The Rosh quotes the Ravid. We don't have any Hasagas Ravid on the Rambam on this, but there are a lot of times that we know the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. We don't have anything in the Hasagas. They have no right to assume. So Amachrayim assume whenever there's no Hasagas Ravid, it means the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. But we know that that's not true. There are the Farish cases where the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. Maybe the Ravid on Bava Kama is not a good proof. Many assume the Pirush Ravid on Bava Kama is written by a different Ravid, not the Ravid Bala Hasagas. But we know from other instances that the Ravid disagrees with Rambams and we don't have any Hasagas there. So the Rosh quotes the Ravid disagreeing with the Rambam. Ramov Mikra Din, once they abolished Takanas Ezra, is both respect to learning and with respect to davening. A Balkari doesn't have to go to Mikveh to daven. And others disagree, and they say no, that Takanas Ezra has still been Kaimai. So what's the Din? So the Hasidim Amachma, they always go to Mikveh. Maybe they'll Balkari. And the Misnagdim only go to Mikveh and Aseret Meitshuva before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. Aseres Meitshuva, we're machmer for pas palter, we're machmer other things. So this is one of the things that the Rishonim say, we're machmer, Aseres Meitshuva, to go to mikveh before we daven. So for Takanas Ezra, you can use Maim Shuvin. You don't need Dafka Kosher and mikveh, but according to the Shitas Rav Sadi, going to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur is more chomer than Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not because of Takanas Ezra. And Maim Shuvim would be good. No, it's a real din deraisa lefnei Hashem Tetorah. They should really be medaktik, at least on Erev Yom Kippur, to go to a kosher and mikveh to satisfy the opinion of the Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon. Torah says that we have to fast on Yom Kippur, v'inisim esnaf shoseichem. Sounds like it's a mitzvah saseh. But the Mishnah in Elohein Aloikin says that one only gets malchus if he violates a lav. Aloy says that it's dumi d'alav d'chassima. That's the whole theme of the whole perik. Elohein Aloikin, the third perik in Makkah. So the Mishnah says that one who eats Ochel V'Shoyse B'Yom Kippurim is Loike. So that's a question. Where is the love? We're not sure exactly where. The Rambam talks about where is the love that tells us that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. We see that there's an essay. And Nefesh HaShal Lo Su'una V'Nichrasa. What do you see in the words Lo Su'una? That it's a love. That's a question. But that's the opening three aliyahs in the Seder Til Revi are about Avodas Yom Kippurim. Then we have the two parshas of Shechet Bachutz and Malachutz, the two different Yisurim. There's the perik at the end of Zvachim, it's perik al Shechet v'Hamala. There's a separate chorus on Shechet Bachutz and a separate chorus on Mala Bachutz. Then the Torah repeats again the prohibition to eat dam. And the Torah says, Ki nefesh kol bosar dama ben apshahu. The Gemara says that one who causes bleeding in a human body or in an animal is in violation of a malacha on Shabbos. What malacha is it? So there are different opinions. So Rashi says that it's toveya. You make a black and blue mark. Toveya. The Rambam says that it's dosh, like squeezing out juice from grapes. So you're taking out blood from the organism. It's a tolda de dosh. Like sechet, schita zeis manovim, is tolda de dosh. This is tolda de dosh. And Tosfos has a third shita, and the Mefarshim point out that the Yerushalmi says beferish, but Tosfos wrote. Tosfos doesn't even quote the Yerushalmi. Most of the time, the Balei HaTos didn't have Yerushalmi. Once in a while, they quote. There are some mesichtas that they, let's say, Saita. They're always quoting Yerushalmis on Saita. Different sets of Balei HaTos. So most of the Balei HaTos didn't have the Yerushalmis. So the Yerushalmi says what Tosfos says, that one who causes an animal to bleed on Shabbos or Yom Tov is in violation of Netilas Neshama. What kind of Netilas Neshama? That the animal didn't die. So Tosfos uses an expression that appears in the Gemara in Nida, in this sense, Taka, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. What do you mean? What is it, Kotla Palga? Why is it Kotla Palga? Kotla means you're killing the animal. It just took out a little blood, and the animal is not going to die. So the answer, Tosfos said, the answer is based on this pasuk. Ki nefesh kol basa dama ben apshahu. The dam, ki nefesh kol basa dama hi. The dam, ki adam hu anefesh. The dam, the circulation, the blood circulation is what keeps the animal alive. Tosfos learns that that's pshat in the Chumash. It's interesting, in the world of medicine, the blood the circulatory system wasn't known of until later, many years later. But Tosfos interprets that that's pshat in the Chumash. And the Pashto says that that's how we determine the moment of death. When do you say the person is dead and you're no longer mechuyev to extend his life and his metameh? That's a big question. When is the moment of death? Some say brain death, very difficult, no makaris at all. So the Pashto says when the blood circulation ends, that's the definition of life and death. When the blood is circulating, ki adamu anefesh. When the blood is not circulating, then the animal is considered dead. That's why causing bleeding on Shabbos is malikot lakula, malikot lapalga. That's considered a tolda of netilas nesham. Then the Torah has a din of kisei hadam. You have to divide all the animals into different categories. There's a behema, a chaya, and a noif. So there are certain mitzvahs that only apply to behemah, don't apply to chayah. Other mitzvahs only apply to chayah, don't apply to behemah. Take, for example, kisei hadam only applies one who shechts chayah diyov. If he shechts the behemah, there's no mitzvah kisei hadam. Then chaylev is only also in a behemah, is mutter in a chayah. And also the ezmanah is only a behemah, not a chayah. Zwar lo chayayim v'hakeva is only behemah, doesn't apply to chayah. It's important to know Gid Anoshe applies to both behemah and chayah, doesn't apply to oaf. And the Gemara talks a lot about what if you have a breed between a behemah and a chayah, what's the status of the vlad? Do you say choshishim lezera ha'av, it's a hybrid? The male and the female parents both give a status to the vlad? Or do you say no, ein choshishim lezera ha'av? The status of the vlad in a hybrid is only determined by the mother, not by the father. So this is a big discussion in the Gemara Chulin. In a few prokim, this is discussed. A little later in the parsha, we have the most important mitzvah, v'chai bohem. The concluding pasuk in Chamishi, v'chai bohem, that pikuach nefesh is derech hakol ha'tarkula, the last perek in Yume. The Gemara quotes different tanaim. Each tana has a different mocker for that din. How do you know that pikuach nefesh, safet pikuach nefesh, tzvek tzveka, Abdikoch nefesh. Any suffix, even though the rive is that the person is going to die anyway, the odds are he's going to live anyway. Still, any slight suffix, koldahu, is decha Shabbos, decha kolotarkul. It's a different tanaim, give different makoris. And then one of the Amaroim, Shmuel, I think, came up with this mocha, the Chaybohem. The Gemara has a comment that Shmuel's mocha is better than all the makoris of all the tanaim. There's room to argue with all the makoris, but this is the mocha. L'chai b'hem v'lo she'amus b'hem. It's the last pasuk in Chamishi, and then Shishi, the very next pasuk, pasuk Hey, in Shabti Yudche, starts with the dinim of Gili Arayis. Pikuach Nefesh is not Deche Gili Arayis. It's a little bit misleading. It sounds as if L'chai b'hem, and then you have all the dinim of Arayis, as if Pikuach Nefesh is Deche Arayis. Avod Ezor Gili Arayis and Shvich Hazam are the three exceptions to the rule, where we say Yehorig Val Yavor. Not everything mentioned here from Shishi to the end is considered Gilui Arayis. Moilach is a problem. Why is Moilach in the middle of all of the Arayis? So the Rishayim and the Chumash talk about that. Nida is a big machloikis in the Rishayim. The Rambam and the Ramban are quoted in Yeridaya as assuming that Nida is included in Arayis and you should say Yehorig Val Yavor. The Rabbi Natam and Seif Ayosha disagrees explicitly. And he has Haychachas from the Gemara and the Sugyas in the first Perek in Yevamos. And Nida is not Gili Arayis. It's Anisa Kores, but it's not Gili Arayis. Nida is an exception to the rule, even though there's Kores, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, Ben Anida is not a Mamzer, and Kedushan Atovsin the Nida. Usually Kedushan and Atovsin and Achai decreases. So Nida is the exception to the rule. Kedushan Atovsin, even if the girl didn't go to Mikveh, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer, even if they. So clearly, Nida is an exception to the rule. Except the question is, in what way is it an exception? Is it an exception to the rule that despite the fact that it's Gila Arayis, nonetheless, Kiddushin and the Vlad is not a Mamza? Or should I say, no, despite the fact that there's Kares, it's not Gila Arayis. So that's the Shaila, whether you say Yehorig Val Yavor or not. So there are Benetam and the Sefer Yosha writes explicitly that it's not Yehorig Val Yavor. Used to be a big Talmud Chacham in New York. He passed away already quite a few years ago. Abtulia Goldstein, he used to live in the same building with Rav Moshe Feinstein. He used to be a Rebbe in RJJ, and then he made his own yeshiva, Emek Halacha. He was very much, he gave very beautiful shiurim. They printed up three volumes of Emek Halacha, of shiurim that he gave. Very nice shiurim, and they were always oriented to come to a maskana halacha l'maisim. He was very much into psak halacha. Rav Moshe would sometimes discuss shailas that were brought to him with this Abtulia Goldstein, because they lived in the same building. So he has an essay in one of his Svarim, Emek Halacha. He thinks that Halacha L'maisa should not be Yehorig Val Yavor by Anida. Thinks that the din should really be like the Rabbi Natam in the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber and the Shach quote the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Anida is Arayis, and you do say Yehorig Val Yavor. Rav Tuvia Goldstein thought that maybe we shouldn't paskan like that. That's a shaila. Mishka Behem is also mentioned here. Mishka Behem, or the Rishonim assume, is not Yehorig Val Yavor. Mishka B'Zocher is a question, whether it's Yehorig Val Yavor. But Mishka Behem, the Gemara says, Ein Znus LeBehem. The Pasuk has a Loshon, Ishi Shokol Sher B'Sor LeSikervu LeGala Serva. How do you translate LeSikervu LeGala Serva? That's the opening Pasuk in Shishi. So the Rambam quotes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam quotes the Torah's Kohanim, the Sikr v'Legal Tzeva means Kiruv Basar, means I'm going to go to someone else's wife and hug her and kiss her and dance with her and do Kiruv Basar with someone else's wife, or with an Erva, or with my aunt. The aunt is Arayis. So the Rambam understood that that's a real interpretation, that's a real pshat in HaTorah. Kira Basa, the Sikabu, the Galasari, shouldn't do Kira Basa. The Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah disagrees, but the Ramban has a long Hasdoga, and he thinks that the Issa Kira Basa is only a Hachokim de Rabbanan. It's not really an Issa de Raisa, it's only a Chumram de Rabbanan. The Mechaber Paskins like the Ramban, though. In the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, nobody had any smicha, so in order to give Malkus, there's a Machloikus HaTanaim in the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where they need a Sanhedrin of 23, because Malkus b'makom nisoy medes, one Tana Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, just like you need a Sanhedrin of 23. The din in the first is so that you need a Sanhedrin of 23 to administer Malkus. We don't pass like that. We pass Malkus b'shloisha. But the shloisha dayanim have to be smuchim. You don't say shlichus sayu b'negeir to this. The three have to be smuchim. So in the days of Rabbi Yosef Kar, there was no smicha. That's what they gave him smicha. The Chachmei Tzfas got together and they gave Yosef Karo, they gave Maria Buav, I think, they gave the Alshech. A few people got smicha at that time. They wanted to give smicha in order to be able to give Malkus. because there were a lot of people. The yishuv in Tzfat picked up a lot after the Spanish Inquisition. 1492 and 1496, I think, they were expelled from Portugal. So many of the Jews ran away to Tzfat. Many of the Jews ran away to North Africa. Many of the Jews ran away from Spain to Portugal. Then after 1492, 1496 or 7 was the expulsion from Portugal also. So many of the Jews ran away to Tzfat, and that's when the issue picked up there. There was a lot of learning going on in Tzfat at that time. So many of the people had converted to Christianity to save their lives, and they, Pikuach Nefesh, so the din is Pikuach Nefesh, not Derech Avodah Zarah, they shouldn't have. So they were working on the assumption that one who worships Avodah Zarah, Machmas Pikuach Nefesh, is Chayv Koreis. The Rambam holds not so. Rambam holds that the Oynes Rachmana Patre, even though you should have given up your life and not worshipped Avodah Zarah, not violated Gilei Arayis, but if you did, then it's Oynes, so you're not Chayv Koreis. But during that whole incident, the whole parsha with the Smicha, Chidush HaSmicha incident in Tzfat, they wanted to give smicha in order to be able to put together a bezin to give malchus, because the accepted opinion is the chayve krisu shaloku nifturu midei krisusam, that if a person deserves curse for having violated a lois essay, and the bezin gives him malchus for the avera that he did, then he won't be punished with the curse. They wanted to remove the chiv curse. According to the Rambam, the whole story wasn't necessary. There's no curse anyway, because they were working with the other shitas, because the Mishnah quotes Hasogas HaRamach from time to time, just like we have Hasogas HaRaivit on the whole Rambam, and you have Mari Kurkis as Hasogas on the Rambam. So you have Hasogas HaRamach on much of the Rambam. So the Mishnah quotes that Hasogas HaRamach, he disagrees with the Rambam. There should be queries, since it didn't was enough, but it's very hard while you have her. So there should be curse. In order to be potter from the kareis, that's why they wanted to give malchus. It's a whole wild story. So that, in the days of Rabbi Yisrael, there was no malchus. And nonetheless, in Ibn Ezra, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, that you're not allowed to do kirabasa, you're not allowed to kiss or hug someone else's wife, even though you didn't do the actual aver of Gilei Arayis, of Tashmish. So the Mechaber writes, whoever does kirabasa is loike. He's taking a position like the Rambam, that it's an isa derais. That's why he writes loike. It means that it's an isa derais, and we have to be more strict. We say sofik derais, luchomer sofik derabonon lekula. You have to be more medactic on a din derais than on a din derabonon. At the end of the whole parsha of Arayis, the parsha of Arayis is repeated in Kedoshim again. Why is it repeated? So in Achrimos it says, whoever violates any of these Arayis is chayv koreis. But some of them are not only chayv koreis, some of them, you have Misa, if there were Edom or Hasra. If there was no Edom or there was no Hasra, then it'll be koreis if it's b'mezid. And if it's b'shegig, they'll bring a chatas. But some of them have Misa. So those that have Misa are repeated in Parshas Kedoshim. That in addition to the koreis, it says over here, kolosh yasim kolosh tovayvaseil v'nichrusu, that's the pasuk after all of the arayis are listed off. V'nichrusu, pasuk choftes in perik yutches, pasuk choftes, next to the last pasuk in parshas Achrimos. So in Kedoshim, you have repeated those that have Misa. The problem is that there are three arayis that are repeated where there's no Misa. So why in the world were they repeated? So the Babylon only deals with one of them, Achoso. Why is Achoso repeated? The Gemara has a whole discussion, why was Achoso repeated? But the Tosfos on the opening Mishnah in Yevamos, on the Beis HaMaral, quotes Yerushalmi, discusses another two of the Arayis are repeated where there's no Misa either. So why were they repeated? So Yerushalmi gives an answer why. So you have the, all of the Arayis are listed here. And then it says in the last few psukim that if it would have been Achrimos, it would have been separate, the mafta would begin with that pasuk. V'losoki ho'oretz eschem etam ha'achem o'iso, kav sheko es ha'goy asher lefnechem. Eretz Yisrael is a sensitive land. It'll vomit out the nations who were there, the Shiva Umas who were there before Bnei Yisrael came, because they violated Gilei Arayis. And if you'll violate Gilei Arayis, the land will vomit us out. So there's a famous Ramban here on this pasuk. This is a recurrent theme in the Ramban's writings on Chumash, that the Ikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Gilei Arayis is a Chobes Gavra, it's not a Chobes Karka, it's not an agricultural mitzvah. So why is it written uniquely, specially in connection with Eretz Yisrael? I understand that if you violate Shemitah the Yovel, if you violate Chumash HaMaisos, Lekin Shikra Peah, that's a mitzvah that's miyuchat to Eretz Yisrael, so you lose your rights to Eretz Yisrael. But this is a mitzvah that applies all over the world, but apparently the Ikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam a little bit in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and because he deletes about 16, 17, 18 mitzvahs, he has to replace them with other mitzvahs. So the Ramban has a list of mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot to count. So mitzvah Dalet is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam quotes all the dinim in the end of Hilchas Malachim, it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't count it as a mitzvah b'fnei atzman in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's the question why. The Rambam did count the mitzvah to establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about it yesterday, but he didn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So some say that the Knesset HaGedolah says the Rambam thinks the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only made the Rabbanim. That's very difficult. The Pashtus is that the Rambam also agrees a mitzvah min ha-Torah. So others say that the Rambam holds like this Ramban, he agrees with the Ramban, that the Ikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it's a detail within every mitzvah. That every mitzvah will be enhanced if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you observe the mitzvahs there, every mitzvah will be enhanced. The Meforshim on the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, give different suggestions why the Rambam didn't count. But this is the Ramban on this post. Ramban has it in Chumash Bereishis also. If we have a tradition, Kiyam Avraham Avinu Kala Tarkul Atchalai Nitno, so probably we should have the right to assume that the same is true regarding Yitzchak and Yankov. How come Yankov married Shtei Achoyos? The Torah is going to prohibit that. So the Ramban has his famous suggestion. He says the Ovis only volunteer to observe the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. They never volunteered to observe the mitzvahs in Chutz Lord, because the Ikem Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. The concluding pasuk Ushmatem in Parshas Achimos, Ushmatem is Mishmarti, came up when we were learning the first daf in Kol HaBosar. The Gemara talks there about En Gezrim Gzeira L'Gzeira. They make a Gzeira Ha'alah Oto Achila. You're not allowed to have on the table what you're eating. Or we're up to the next Mishnah that we're up to. You're not allowed to eat. If I'm eating milchik, someone, a friend of mine, is eating fleshiks, we're not allowed to eat near each other unless you have some kind of a significant hacker to remind me, because he may by mistake, he may not realize that I'm having fleshiks, he's having milchiks. He may give me a piece of cheese, I may give him a piece of meat, because we're friendly with each other, we know each other. So he may by mistake eat the bas mecholov. So the Gemara says that you have no right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. So that's Rashi in his commentary on the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza understands that the inability of the Bezin to make a gzeira l'gzeira is also based on the same pasuk. This concluding pasuk in Achimos, the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Chaf Aleph that this pasuk is Shmartem is Mishmati, is the basis of the principle that was one of the three mottos of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Heimar Meshlosha Dvarim, and one of them was Haseh Siog LaTorah. You have to make a siog that's based on the Shmartem, it's Mishmati, Asum Mishmeres from the Mishmati. The Beis Din is supposed to make a siog to the Din HaTorah. Shouldn't do everything that's mutter. You don't walk up to the edge of the cliff. If you may fall over the cliff, stay away. You have to stay a mile away. You have to stay half a mile away. Stay a few feet, a few steps away. They shouldn't fall over. Shouldn't go too close to the cliff, and you shouldn't, it's ridiculous to make a gzeira. Shouldn't go a mile away, not too far away. It has to be within reason. So the same thing, l'shmartem es mishmarti. So Rashi understood, v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres. Yeah, the bezin has no right to make a gzeira l'gzeira. To make a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Prima Gordim says, the bezin will be in violation of Baltasis. Because the Rambam and the Rishonim all raise an issue. How did the Bez never have a right to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon? Every Gzeira de Rabbanon should really be a violation of Baal Tosef. So the answer is no, the Torah authorized the Bez, Mishmatem is Mishmati. Whenever the Torah did not authorize them, if they'll go ahead and violate the rule and make gzeira l'gzeira, then the Bezdin will be on violation of Baal Tosef. That's the Prima Gaudim's comment based on the Rashi at the beginning of Beitza. The Rashi says, Ein gozim gzeira is learned out from the same pasuk that authorizes the Bezdin to make gzeiras. There are two different haftaras printed in the Chumash, one for Achrei Mois, one for Kedoshim. In the days of the Tanoim, the Mishnah says in Megillah, I think it's the end of the second paragraph, in the days of the Tanoim, the person who got maftir could pick whatever haftarah he wants. It has to be main Yonah D'Yoma. Usually in Yonah D'Yoma is that it has a connection with the Sedra. Sometimes Yonah D'Yoma is the Sheb D'Nechemta or the Tas de Poranusa, if there would be a Chosin. So the minig in the days of the Balei HaTosis would be, they would say that haftarah that has an opening person, Kechosin Yechahim Pe'er, and so on. It should always be Minyan Adiyam. So usually it's connection with the Kriya. So so the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim. Is it permissible for the Baal Maftir to choose to recite the Haftarah that talks about the Avis Yerushalayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi, I think it's Yirmiyah, no? The Haftarah that's printed here for Kedoshim. No, it's in Yecheskel. Hadas Yerushalayim is Tavoy Seho. Vahidaita is Tavoy Seho. So the Mishnah sounds like it has, that's a question. Mishnah sounds like it's a Machlekes HaTanaim. Are you permitted to recite that Haftarah or not? So if I'm not mistaken, the Levush thinks that neither of these Haftarah was a Machlekes HaTanaim. The Haftarah that you shouldn't say is so one time Reb Leizer says you're not allowed to say the Haftarah of Tevis Yerushalayim. It's not proper. And we really don't paskin like that. But the meaning is that we avoid it, since that Tana Reb Leizer said you shouldn't say Tevis Yerushalayim, so we avoid it. So we assume that we always avoid reciting that Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. So when they're separate, so we'll say Halok and they Kushim on one of the two. And the other one will either be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it'll be Erev Rosh Chodesh, so the Haftarah is going to be Machal Chodesh. There's always an excuse to leave out the Haftarah of Tevis Yerushalayim. The Shaila is, what if you have Achrei Mois Kedoshim separate, and it's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Erev Rosh Chodesh, so you can't say Machal Chodesh, so what do you do for the second parsha? So that you have the Haftarah printed, so the Pashto says you say that they was Yerushalayim. So Rav Soloveitchik said where he came from in Lithuania, the meaning was you never say that Haftarah, and even if there's no other excuse, you say Halok Ivne Kishim 2 weeks in a row. You avoid saying that. What's so terrible about that? It's not right to give Musar that the Jews in Yerushalayim, the Novi Yecheskel was told by the Rabban Shalom, go give them Techocha. Go give them Musa. Yerushalayim is Tavis Sehla. But we weren't sent by the Rebbe Shalom. So we should learn the Nevi'im. We should learn what it says in Chesk, but we shouldn't advertise it. The Israeli government is doing a lot of things wrong. And a lot of Jews in Eretz Yisrael are violating a lot of dinim. And that's, yesterday I listened to the talk that Rabbi Ben Chaim gave to the students in the yeshiva. It's a beautiful talk that he recommended. We should look at Chacham Avadia's tshuva about Halal on Yom Ha'atzma'ut. So I think he didn't want to say what he writes in the tshuva. He said he writes beautiful things there. So he writes there in the tshuva, how can we say a brocha on Halal on Yom Ha'atzma'ut? There's so many things that are terrible now in Eretz Yisrael. The women walk around half undressed. There's Chilul Shabbos b'Ferhesia. They have treifa restaurants and treifa stores, but they sell treifas b'Ferish. So many apikursim, it's terrible. It's picking up, like we mentioned yesterday from the Chafetz Chaim, that on his deathbed he said that there'll be a big Shoah and the Hatzalah will be Bharatsianti Pleita. Then they said, Ben Eretzot, they're anti religious. So he said, the Pasuk ends off, Oya Kodesh. And that's what's happening. It is becoming more and more Kodesh, but there's an awful lot of merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Just that recently, I think a few months ago, the mayor of Tel Aviv didn't allow the Babacher to stand on the street corner and encourage people to put on tefillin. it's against the animamins of Medinat Yisrael that the Lubavitcher should try to get people to like film. So they wrote up in the newspapers that many people who haven't put on film for the last 30 years are wearing tefillin now at a protest against the mayor of Tel Aviv, why he didn't allow Lubavitch. We have the right to do whatever we want. We have the right, yes, to put on tefillin and not to put on. You can't tell me that I'm not allowed to put on tefillin. You can't tell me that I have to put on tefillin. There are a lot of things that there's what to cry about. So that's what Chacham Avadia writes. How can you say bracha on halo? We're not jumping from joy. We're not dancing from joy. The younger people are all excited about joining the Israeli army and contributing to the security of the Medina. And it's everything is true. You have to do whatever you can. We should all move to Eretz Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to keep in mind, as important as the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha is more important. Shmiras HaMitzvahs is Oil Al Kulana. That's more important than everything. Anyway, so the Levush claims that the Haftarah that the Tanoim were talking about that we should avoid, it's not the Haftarah that's printed, Hodaitas Tavu Seha. Yerushalayim is called Ir Hadamim, the city that's full of blood, where they kill everybody. Hodaitas Yerushalayim is Tavu Seha, that they all violate Avodah Zorah Gilei Erayis Shuchasdamim. It's a different Nevuah, where the Navi complains, what kind of crazy parents did you have? Avram Avinu and Sari Mechem. Abitol Tsuchut Saptam Makebes Bor Nukartem. That's a reference to Avram Avinu and Sara. So that Haftarah you shouldn't say, but that's not the one that's printed. The one that's printed just gives Musar about all the Averis taking place in Eretz Yisrael. But the Minig has it, that that's the Haftarah, the one from Yecheskel, the one that's printed in Maichumish anyway, from Parshas Kedoshim. So that's the one that we always avoid saying. So usually when you have two Sedris Mechubarim, like this week was Tazria Matzor, this week is Achrei Mois Kedoshim, so the Abu Dram quotes two Minhagim, whether you say the Haftarah from the first Sedra or the second Sedra, it doesn't really make a difference which one, but there were two Minhagim. Whenever you have a Kriya from two different Sfarim, then Taisus and Megillah says the Haftarah should be, Minyan of the Aima would be, the Haftarah should be the one that has a Kesher with the Kriya from the second Sefer. But if it's two Sedras Mechubarim, it's all from the same Sefer. So anything that has a Shachas, either the first Sedra or the second Sedra, would be considered Menyana de Yaima. So our meaning is, whenever you have two Sedras Mechubarim, we choose to say the Haftarah from the second Sedra, except for this one. Here you have Hodaris Yerushalayim, Mistabu Seho, so this Haftarah we always avoid. So if you have Achimosh Kedoshim Mechubarim, then you say Halokah Nekushim. I said, Rav Soloveitchik said, where he came from, even when you have Achimosh Kedoshim not Mechubarim, and there's no other excuse to bump off Toeves Yerushalayim, they would still wouldn't say it. They would say 2 weeks in a row, Halokah Nekushim. There's a Luach in Eretz Yisrael, used to be years ago, Saroya Devolitsky, is a Mekurov with the Chazon Ish. Maybe it's even Mishpacha, I don't know. So he put out in Bnei Brak, he put out a Luach, and he has all the halachas and all the minhagim. So he quotes this from my sefer, a Nefesh Harav, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav Soloveitchik said, it's printed in Rav Soloveitchik's sefer. He wasn't aware of that. But I wrote it over. Rav Soloveitchik once mentioned it in public, more than once he mentioned it in public. But the meaning in Lithuania was that they would never say that Haftarah to Eves Yerushalayim. The opening pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Rav Shimon Shkop, in the Hakdamah to his Sefer Shari Yosher, quotes a very fascinating comment from the Torah's Kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokechem. It's the same as saying, V'halachta B'drochov, we should imitate the ways of Hashem, because we were created B'Tzelem Elokim, all people were created B'Tzelem Elokim, so we should preserve that Tzelem Elokim by imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh Ani, so we should be Kedoshim to you. So the Torah's Kohanim says, Yochel Kamoni, maybe the Pasuk means to tell us we should be in the same level of Kedusha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tam Lami, Ki Kodesh Ani, Hashem Elokechem, Kedusha Si, Lemay Lami, Kedusha Aschem. Where do you see in the Pasuk, Ki Kodesh Ani, Ad Rabbi? Sounds like Kedoshim to you, Ki Kodesh Ani. So Reb Shimon Shkop doesn't explain that. Others explain. Others, several other Svarim explained that Kedoshim Tiyu is spelled Chasavot and Kodesh Ani is spelled Molevot. And the Gemara has a lot of drushes based on Mole and Chasad. The Gemara talks about Na'aro, sometimes spelled Nun Ayin Resh. Most of the time in Chum is spelled Nun Ayin Resh. Once in a while spelled Nun Ayin Resh. So the Gemara has a drusha in Ksubas. Why spelled sometimes Mole, sometimes Chaser, and Tohar? He's a HaTohar Al HaTameh. The word Tohar is Chasavot. So the Gemara says, Tohar koldu, it's an incomplete tohar. Even if it's a tful yom can be mazeh. These are tohar al atomic, tohar koldu. Here also, kedushim tiyum is chasavav, means we can have mikzos kedusha. Kodesh ani, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a full kedusha, Kodesh Malay, full kedusha. Yesterday, the other day, I spoke about COVID. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, ein COVID al atar shenemba, the COVID chachamim yincholu. And then there's a Medrash Rabban Bereishis that when Yaakov Avinu tells his wives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asur li yaskol HaKavod Hazeh, so the Medrash says, Ein Kavod Al Amam, Shenema asur li yaskol HaKavod Hazeh, talking about the wealth that he had. So isn't that a contradiction? Ein Kavod Al Amam and Ein Kavod Al HaTorah. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that the word Kavod is sometimes spelled Malay with Avav, sometimes spelled Chasa without Avav. So the Pasuk that says, the Kavod Chachamim, Yincholu, the pasuk in Mishlei, there the word kavod is mole. That's kavod mole. And also liyos kol hakavod hazeh, that ain't kavod al hamam, that's chaser, that's an incomplete kavod. 2 degrees of kavod. One is much more important than the other. There are many dinim in the Gemara, we don't even think about it. I have a whole sefer that was written by a rabbi from Germany, from 100 years ago, maybe less than 100 years ago, about all the drushes in the Gemara that are based on Mole and Chosev, very, very surprising. A lot of them. This famous one, the Vilna Gaon, Kiyiftach Yishbara, Kiyichra Yishbar, that one of them is spelled Bor, base of operation, one without a vav. So the Vilna Gaon showed how the din in the Gemara appears in the Chumash, that one bar is Mole, 10 tfachim, one bar is Chosev, only 9 tfachim. A bar asara, Yichayb, even if the shor got killed. A bar that's only 9 tfachim can only make a hezek, it can't kill the animal. So you wouldn't, the balabor who dug it, and it's only 9 tfachim deep, wouldn't be chayv if the bor lost his life there. The famous Ramban, Kedoshim Tiyu, what is the mitzvah? So Ramban says a person should not be in novel b'shus ha-tera. A person can always have a few wives, and when this wife is not tahira, he'll be with the other wife. Every night he'll be with another wife. So that the Ramban says, that's disgusting. That's how the Arab sheikhs lead their lives. Jewish people shouldn't be like that. And then you can have eating steaks all day and all night, and fressing, overeating, and eating. A lot of us are overweight. That's the American machlis, obesity. That's terrible. So that's what Ramban says, to overeat and to be too much into pleasure of this world. That's a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu. Rav Shimon Shkrup in his Hakdamah to the Shavu Yosha explains how that Ramban fits into the Pasuk. It has a beautiful explanation. The Pasuk has the din of Mora Aviyim, and the Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, explains in a Braisa, and it's quoted in Yeridah, there's a din in Aseres Adibis Kabedas Avicha Vesimech Ezu Kibud Ve'ezu Humora. So we usually say that Kibud is respect. So that's not really true. Kibud is service. If my father asked me to go shopping for him, he asked me to please wash the dishes. I should help him get dressed. I should help him clean up the house and so on. Kibud is service. And Moira is respect. Moira is respect. And Kibud is in service. Kibud Aviyim applies, and my Rabbiim applies to both. Ish imalel tira'u. It's in the plural. So it applies not only to the son, it applies to the daughters as well. That's how the Gemara said, that's why it's in the plural. Such a collection of dinim goes back and forth to Ben Adam Lachaver, Ben Adam Lamokim. Everything, we have to observe everything. Unfortunately, there are some Jews who are only makbid on Bein Adam Lamokim, and Binyan Machaberah doesn't exist by them. So that's part of our religion. Others are only Makbid on Binyan Machaberah. I forgot about Binyan Machaberah. Our religion has two parts. We have really three parts. Bin Adam Lamakam, Bin Adam Lachareh, Bin Adam Le'atzmo. A person, Ba'alach, the Bidrach, the obligation to preserve the Tzelem of the Kim that was implanted within him at the time that he was born. We have the Dinim Lo'isig Noivu and Lo'isigzol, Gnev and Gzela, two different things. Yeah, if a person violates Loi Sigzol, the Gemara has a whole discussion in the third Perek in Makkos. How come one who steals doesn't get Malkus? So the Gemara says it's a Lava Nitek La'esei, because the Pasuk has earlier the Heshem B'Sagzela Shegozol at the end of Parshas Vayikra. But the Heshem B'Sagzela Shegozol is only if he still has the Gzela. What if he stole someone's automobile and he crashed it up and it's nothing to give back? It's worthless. It's a piece of junk. It's worthless. So then why doesn't he get Malkus over there? Fine, it's a lava nitek le'essay, but if you're unable to be mekayim the essay, the Gemara has all machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Mish Lokish, when do you get Malkus on a lava nitek le'essay? If kima v'lo kima, bitla v'lo bitla, but sometimes you do get Malkus. How come we never heard that on Lo'isigzol Agazlon you get Malkus? So the Gemara says that even if he's unable to give back the Heshel is Hagzela, because it was crashed up, is destroyed, he has to pay. He has to pay Mammon. So therefore what? So he has to pay, so what? So that's a big machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Raizu. What does that mean? So some Rishonim learn, when you pay, that's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Heshel is Hagzela. If you still have the Chayfetz Hagzela Dien, then the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by giving back the Dien. Heshel is Hagzela, Asher Gozal, Kein Sher Gozal, if it's still intact. But if the object that he stole is not intact, then the way to fulfill the mitzvah of the Heshem is Hagzela is by paying the money. So it's still a lava nitek le'essay. He can still pay back the money and fulfill the essay. Other Rishonim, the Rambam does not learn the Gemara like that. No. The mitzvah of the Heshem is Hagzela is only if you give back the Chayfetz Hagzela the end. If it's still intact. If it's not intact, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Heshem is Hagzela, but there's a different reason why you're not loike. There's another klal. Alav anitan letashlumin is ain't a loike. So that's the question. If alav anitan letashlumin is ain't a loike, so what about the Gemara says, Achavu b'chaveiroi pochus mishaveputa. Chavu b'chaveiroi shaveputa. If I'm chavu b'chaveiroi, I have to pay nezik tzari b'shaviz b'shaviz I pay. Why don't they give me malchus? But Pasuk says you don't get both. Okay, the pasuk says, "Kidei rishasim, misha misha achasat hamachayvay." You're not loike or mishalim. Either you're loike or you're mishalim. So usually we pasken one is chayv malchus and mammon the vasachas the idna at the same time is a machlokes whether you make him pay or you give him the malchus. We pasken you give him the malchus, you don't make him pay. But there are some exceptions to the rule. So the fairships of Torah chayv b'chaver le'tashlumin. The Torah says when you harm someone. When you chayvah b'chavei beat someone up, Torah says you have to pay hamisha dvarim nezek tzari pishavis and boshes. Once you pay some, maybe you don't get malchus. What is chayvah b'chavei? Right, the pachas pishavik put that there's nothing to pay about. So then the Gemara says that you are loike. So that's the question: how are you loike? But isn't it a lav hanitan letashlumin? A lav hanitan letashlumin. The nature of the lav is such that it's nitan letashlumin. So the answer is, the Mefarshim say, the answer is, lav anitan letashlumin means if it's an aver ben adam machaveira. Chayv machaveira is not ben adam machaveira. It's called ben adam lamokam. The person has no right to be moichel. Also, lo adam lachbo biatma. A person is not the balabos on his body. The body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't belong to you. So you can't be mevater. You can't be moichel. You can't give permission to another person to harm you. So it's really an aver ben adam lamokim. So it's a lav anitan letashlumin. It doesn't mean a lav that sometimes you pay. It means a lav that's ben adam machaveira. So gzela is a lav ben adam machaveira. But chayv b'chaveira is considered a lav she ben adam lamokim. Then the Torah has the din. Lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. So Rashi writes in the beginning of Chulin, we learned it this year, that the tzedukim didn't believe in lifnei iver the way we do. They learned the pasuk kibshuta. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. But if I have trace of food, then I'll feed it to you. I'll invite you to eat by me. I'll give you whatever you don't know won't hurt you. That's misasek. Misasek is not called an aveira at all. They really should be right. Misasek is a machlokes between the Nesivis and Rebbe Kivega. So the Nesivis wrote a sefer on Orachaim Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chaim. So the Mekor Chaim, he assumes like that, that a person doesn't aveira be misasek, it's not called a mais aveira at all. So why aren't the tzedukim right? If I should be allowed to give you a treif of food, as long as you don't know that it's treif, should be misasik. So the answer is the Gemara has two exceptions to the rule. Misasik b'chalavim u'barayis chayev shekein nehenah. Let's say I thought it was my wife and I slept with the woman. It turned out it wasn't my wife. So I'm chayev. It turned out that it was an eshes ish. So then you are chayev chatas. Why? Because that's misasik b'arayis shekein nehenah. The same thing by macholos asuris, we say shekein nehenah. So the Tzedukim didn't believe in the way, they didn't understand lifnei v'lisiti mishal, meaning you're not allowed to lead a person to do an aver. They held that it's mutter. You can give treif of food to the other person. And we understand that included in the pasuk is not only the pshutah shel mikra is certainly true. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block, but included is also not to be machshel someone in an aver. And even if the someone is an achri, the Gemara says if you give an aver menachai to a den noyach, you're in violation of lifnei v'lisiti mishal. Tosis in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, the last Amud Aleph, the last staff in the first parak in Avodah Zarah says that you have to be careful not to rent a farm to one of the tzedukim because they're going to do malacha and chalamoid. They don't believe in malacha and chalamoid. So Tosis has 2 days where the malacha and chalamoid is deraisa derabbanan. So Tosis says, the Gemara says it's a violation of Lifnei Iver. So I'll rent a farm to a tzeduki. He's going to do Melechas Chalamayit, so I will be in violation of Lifnei Iver. So Tosis sees from that Gemara either one thing or the other. Either you see Melechas Chalamayit is deraisa, because it's only the Rabbanan, it doesn't make sense to say that there should be an Iser of Lifnei Iver, or you see that Lifnei Iver applies even to an Iser de Rabbanan, one or the other. You see from that Gemara. So that's 2 days in Tosis. Whether there's a din of lifnei iver, if you mislead a person into violating an isa derabbanan, there are two opinions in Tosfos whether malachas chalamoid is deraisa or derabbanan. Some achronim want to say, and Chaschina has this discussion: if you mislead a person b'shegeg to do a malacha and to do an avera derabbanan, that could be a lifnei iver deraisa, even though the avera that he's doing is only derabbanan. But it's like gora from a stumbling block. If he would have known that this is also a derabbanan, he would not have wanted to do it. If I gave a person an Eitzarua, it's a violation of Lifnei Iver L'Siti Mishal. Give an Eitzarua. So to cause a person to violate an Issa Derabbanan B'Shegeg should be Loi Gora from an Eitzarua. That should really be a Lifnei Iver Deraisa. If he wants to do the Aver and he knows that it's Asa, so then there's what to discuss. Is there an Issa Lifnei Iver if the Bala Aver wants to do it B'Mezid? Maybe it's not called an Iver. Osamar al dam reyecha. Pashup shat osamar al dam reyecha. You're not allowed to stand by idly when someone is going to lose his life. Dam miloshin chiyus, living. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the opening shiur on Bava Kamma. And the first mishnah on Bava Kamma, all the recent Rosh Yeshiva all say in the shiur, where is there an Issa lahazik? The Mishnah, the Masechta, is going to talk about the Chiyuv Tashlumin. If you made a Hezek, when you chai, when you pot, how much you have to pay, is there an Issa lahazik? So everyone assumes, yes, there is an Issa, Rav Baruch Be'er quotes Rav Chaim, and so on. What's the Mokah? So Rav Soloveitchik quoted the Toras Kohanim on this Pasuk. The Toras Kohanim is quoted by the Rambam. The Rambam quotes it in the Sefer Mitzvah. Damim tarti mashma. Dam reyecha means is. You're not allowed to stand by idly when someone is going to lose his life. Or dam reyecha means damim, his property. There's a flood that's going to ruin my next door neighbor's farm, and I have the ability to put sandbags there and to prevent his farm from having this hezek. So you're not permitted to stand by idly and let the other person suffer a loss. That's also included in l'samer al dam reyecha. So many dinim. Well, the ahavta l'reacha kamoicha is the basis of all all the Ramban writes. That's the basis of all the mitzvah shebin adam achaveiro. Right? You have to take care of other people's needs, as if consider them as if they would have been my own needs. So that's what the Ramban says. Midachin and Isura mikami mamoina. Let's say a kohen is driving his car and he sees the car in front of him has a Jewish license plate. It says Daf Yomi or something. It says Talmud. I don't know. He knows the car in front of him is Jewish. And the luggage on top falls over, and the one who's driving the car, I keep on honking. He should stop. His luggage fell off, and he doesn't know what I want, and he's speeding ahead. He goes ahead. So, and I'm watching. I'm behind him. I'm the car behind him. His luggage fell into a cemetery, and I happen to be a kohen. Am I permitted or obligated? Am I allowed to go into the cemetery? Mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda. L'sucha l'hisalim. It's an essay, a lois essay. So the Gemara says, no, I don't need it. So the Gemara first lines out from the Yisalam stopamim shatam misalem. Sometimes there is a mitzvah, the dafkin, not to give back the Aveda. If you're a kohen and the Aveda fell into the Beis HaKvaris, then the pasuk tells me you're not allowed to be mitami yourself. So then the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk for that. Midachin and Isurim mikami mamayna. Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaver. That's called mamayna. And Tumas Kahanim is an Isa ben adam l'makam. So we have a rule, Esed Dechal Oisese, but an Esed Shebiran Machaveirai is not Dechal Oisese Shebiran Lamok. That's the Gemara's cloud. Mi dachinan isura, mi kami mamayna. A mitzvah sese of mamayna, ben al machaveirai, is never Dechal Oisese ben al mamokam like Tumas Kahanim. Why not? So the Rabban explains why, and Bobin on that Gemara, and Exubis on Daf Mem Aleph, I think it is. Rabban explains, if it would be my Aveda, would there be a Havamina? If it's my Abed, would there be a Havamina permitted to go into the cemetery in order to retrieve my Abed? My luggage fell in. No, I'm not allowed to. So how can you say because it's someone else's Abed? The mitzvah of Hashavas Abed, all the mitzvahs beyond Machadera are the Haftal Aracha Kamaicha. You have to take care of the other person's needs. Consider them as if they would have been your own need. But if it would have been my need, I wouldn't have any heter to be metame in the Beis HaKvaris in order to retrieve my abedus. It can't be that to take care of the other person's need, I should be permitted to violate. It cannot be. Torah has in this sedra also, when a person is a judge on a din Torah, the sasu oval ba mishpat, that's Sheni and Parshas Kedoshim. On a normal week, that would be the beginning of Sheni. And if it's Mechubarim, that's the beginning of Chamishi. Nasasa Oval Ba Mishpat, the Dayan has to pass him properly. Nasisa Pnei Dal, you're not allowed to say that he's a poor man anyway. The whole Din Torah is about $5. Give him the lousy $5 already. Give him Tzedakah. You're not allowed to say like that. If the rich man is right, then the Din Torah. If the wealthy man is right, so you have to pass him in his favor. And then afterwards, tell him privately, I think it would be a mitzvah to give Tzedakah. But you're not allowed to paskin on the din Torah incorrectly. So this is l'sisa p'nei dal. You're not allowed to let the poor man win because he's poor. L'sada p'nei gadol. You're not allowed to paskin in favor of the wealthy man. Or let's say there's a din Torah between a rabbi and a balabas. How can you paskin against the rabbi? How can a bezin paskin against the rabbi? If the rabbi is wrong in this din Torah, you have to paskin against the rabbi. L'sada p'nei gadol. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes in the Tshuvos. There's a sefer that's called Chutam Shulosh, a collection of tshuvos by three different gedolim. Chutam Shulosh. The first third is tshuvos by Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and then the second and the third parts are tshuvos by the two sons-in-law of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Blazer Yitzchok. They called him Rav Blazer Itche. He was also a Rosh Yeshiva and Volozhiner and Rabbi Hillel, but the family name was. So in one of the tshuvos of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he writes that the Vilna Goyen instructed him that whenever you're convinced that the din is one way and the Shulchan Aruch says not so, you're not allowed to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. And if you do, you're in violation of the din. You're paskining incorrectly because Rabbi Yosef Kara said so. You're not allowed to have respect for Rabbi Yosef Kara if you're convinced that he's wrong. No, the Vilna Goyen was so strong in his learning, he was very often convinced that the Rishonim were wrong, that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Most people are not so convinced. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't have that attitude. That is vaday. The Vilna Goyen thought that he had raiz brutus and every issue. So he had such a forceful attitude. Then the Torah has the prohibition of wearing shatnas. Beggar climb shatnas lo yala olecha. The Gemara has in the beginning of Yevamos the two psukim. Lasilba shatnas semra pishtim yachta. That's in Chumis Devarim. And here it says beggar climb shatnas lo yala olecha. There's an isa ladisha and there's an isa ha'alo. Ladisha is if I'm wearing a shirt or a jacket or trousers that are shatnas, clothing that I'm wearing. What if I use a blanket that's or I sit in a barber chair? And they put the sheet on top of me. The sheet is shatnas. So that's ha'aloh. There's an isa levisha and there's an isa ha'aloh. The Rambam holds that there's a difference between the two. That levisha is prohibited even if you don't get any hanor. Let's say I'm trying on a jacket to see if it's the right size, to see if the color is good. Then after I buy it, if I buy it, I'll take it and have them remove the shatnas. So the Rambam seems to hold that that's not allowed. Levisha is also period. Ha'aloh is only ha'aloh she'yesh levisha. Let's say I'm carrying in Manhattan. There's a store where they sell dresses, and it has two branches. So they have people walking in the street with 20 dresses on their arms. They're carrying 20 dresses from one store to the other. They should sell it in the other branch. So I'm not wearing the dress. I'm a man. I'm not wearing the dress. I'm carrying it on my back, on my shoulders, or on my arms. So that's called ha'aloh. So if it's a hot day, and carrying the, if it's a chilly day, and I hold the dresses on top of me to keep me warm, or it's a hot day and I hold the dresses on top of me to protect me from the heat, that's called ha'alo she'esh bo hanor. That's not allowed. But if you have ha'alo she'esh bo hanor, it doesn't get any hanor from it, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. In the Shulchan, it's usually assumed, the Ashkenazim hold that the simple reading in the Gemara is that Levisha also is only also if it's Mahano. Same Mahano, it's Mutta. This Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he says the Sfardim should be Machma like the Rambam. So he says if you're not sure whether this particular garment, whether the jacket had shatnas, so then you can put it on, try it on, mitam sfek sek. Maybe it doesn't have any shatnas. I feel in Tinsulayim, even if it has shatnas, maybe the din is like the other Rishonim, that even Levisha is muta v'zein bo hanor. He considers that a sfeksek. But if you know bevadai that it has shatnas, so then you don't have a sfeksek. You just have one suffering. Maybe the din is like Tosis, that even Levisha is muta if it's zein bo hanor. So he thinks that you shouldn't, the Sfardim shouldn't be noig lachal against the Rambam. Rabbi Gifter, Zechon Lebrach, used to tell Ogre, he was very close to Rav Motl Pogromansky. There was a super genius whose parents sent their son to secular school. And the rabbi in the community saw that the kid is a genius. He started teaching him Torah. And then he went to Telzi Yeshiva. And he was a super genius. He learned all of Yevamos in 3 days or something. He was unbelievable. When he looked at a page, he couldn't read word for word. He would read a whole paragraph at one time. I don't even know what that means. But that's the way he read. He read a whole page at one time. So this Rav Motl Pogromansky, Rav Gifter, used to tell a lot of stories. They printed a whole book about this Rav Pogromansky. He survived the war, and then he was a big Marbitz Torah in France after the war. Passed away a long time ago. He married after the war. He was single before he married after the war. He was one of the big Marbitz Torah in France after the war. So he'd always wear a hat that hung over his ears. Why? So Rabbi Gifter explained why. Because the hat, when they sold the hats, it had a tag on it, and he was choshish that the tag made shatnas with the hat. So after he would buy it, he would rip off the tag before he would wear it. But he wouldn't try on because he was choshish for the Rambam's opinion that levisha of shatnas is usher, even though it's ain't b'hanor, is only trying it on for size to see if it's the right size. So he would always take a shatnas, what he thought was shatnas, because of the tag that was tied on. He would always take a hat and guess whether he thinks it's going to fit. And the hat was always a little bit too big for him. So he would always wear a hat that was hanging over his ears. That's because of his Midas Chasidus. He was Machma for the Rambam. Then you have the Parsha of Shivcha Harufa. Hashem Shivcha Harufa. The Gemara says that Hashem Shivcha Harufa is an Oshem that Yechai Ben B'Shegik Ben B'Mezid. Usually, you don't bring Korbanos if the person violated an Aver B'Mezid. But over here, the Gemara says, even Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid Yechai Basham Shivcha Harufa. The Gemara understands from the word Bikoris Tehiyeh, Bikroi Teheh. You read the riot act to the girl. The man who was Baal Shivcha Harufa is Chayiv Basham Shivcha Harufa. But the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus. Where does it say? Bikoris Tehiyeh means Bikroi Teheh. We read the Psukim. Because when the Bezni used to administer Malkus, they used to read Psukim of Terchacha to the person. The Malkus was to serve as a deterrent. You shouldn't repeat the Aveira again. So there's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos where he writes that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid. Pashta says that it's not correct. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam never says like that. Whoever heard of a Malkus Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid? There's a Tosis on the first daf in Tmura. There's one opinion of Tosis. The Gemara says that Tmura is Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid. So Pashup Shat is Bein Meshoigig, the person didn't know that there's an Aveira, but still the Tmura is Chal, but not that you get Malkus, Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid, but that's one day in Tosis. So this is belongs to the believe it or not of Halacha. There's Pirush HaMishnayos, the beginning of this. You should check the new editions, Kapach's edition. Maybe in the new editions they don't have, maybe in the Kisvei Yad it's not there. But in all the standard editions of the Pirush HaMishnayos printed in the back of the Gemara Shabbos, you have it. In the Rambam, in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos and the Pirush HaMishnayos, you have this, that the Shivcha Harufa is Loike Bein Meshoigig Bein Memezid. Many more dinim in the Parshios, okay. We should all have a good Shabbos. Everyone should be healthy. Believe that it will continue. We'll have to chazer kol habasa starting from Sunday. And then we'll have the Bechina next week sometime. Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. We'll figure it out. Okay, everyone should be well.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Someone had mentioned that a styrofoam cup, since it's insulated, that if you put hot water into it on Shabbos, it might not have a din of a kli sheni.
Yeah, it could be. Rav Soloveitchik raised the question. Yeah, because Tosis says the reason why kli sheni ain't a mevashel because tefanas mekareros. So what if the tefanas are not mekareros? That's why they make it from that material. Could be that it retains the din of a ira. It doesn't have the din of kli rishon. It can't be, has to at least be lower the level. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Iri is on the Mevashel Kadei Klipa. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel at all. So maybe it retains the status of Iri. Right. And the fancy weddings and the fancy bar mitzvahs, they preheat all the soup bowls so that when they pour the soup into the bowl, you don't have Tvanas Mekaros. Rav Soloveitchik was Mesupik there also. Whether since he can't apply Tvanas Mekaros, maybe retains the status of Iri. Here is Mevashel Kadei Klipa. If you put something in, it'll be Mevashel Kadei Klipa. Yeah. It's a serious issue. Good.
Is
room to be Machmer, yeah. It's Kedai to be Machmer.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Everyone should be well.